This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Every year, the Public Theater in New York does a big gala in Central Park with a theme. This year, the theme was the Public Theater and its history with musicals. And it was a program made up of Hair and Chorus Line and Hamilton and Two Gentlemen of Verona and Fun Home, all these big hit shows they'd created. Well, in the 70s, they had a big hit revival of Pirates of Penzance with Kevin Kline. Dan Sullivan put together the evening. He called me and asked me if I would come in and do the Major General's song from Pirates of Penzance. I had weaseled out of this gala three or four times, and I was so guilty about it, I said, yes, I'll do your Major General song, even though I'd never played the Major General. Then he called and said, how would you feel about doing it as Michael T. Flynn? And he offered up a little couplet that somebody had written in place of the Gilbert and Sullivan lyrics. It wasn't all that good, but I said, sure, Dan, I'll do it as Michael T. Flynn. We thought maybe we'd change it to, I am the very model of an ex-lieutenant general. I have information, etc. So we figured that, but I said I would do it, but let me write the third verse. Let me substitute the third verse. I'll do the first two verses just like Gilbert and Sullivan. The only change I will make is ex-lieutenant general. And I'll come out dressed in a navy suit, red tie, black wig, long hooked nose, perfect. And they won't know what I'm doing except that I'm singing the Major General song. And then I'll launch into my own version. So I did it, and I was so scared. I thought this had the potential for being such a bomb. But it was great. I will attempt to perform it the way I performed it, at least in part. And forgive me if I blow certain lyrics, because it really was hard. I came out. They introduced me as John Lithgow by the announcement. But I came out in this odd, unrecognizable persona. And I started in, I am the very model of an ex-lieutenant general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, mind teeming with a lot of news. A lot of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. And the chorus behind me. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Etc. The first two verses were pure Gilbert and Sullivan. Until the end of the second verse, I said, then I can quote a fugue of which I've heard the music's dinophore. There's never been a general the likes of Michael Flynnophore. And you felt in the audience this general feeling of, oh, that's what he's doing. And then I launched into my third verse. The orchestra slowed to a very slow pace, and I sang, when President Obama made me head of all things clandestine, he realized he'd brought to life a governmental Frankenstein. But then I made a killing in a case of public pillory by shouting, lock her up, in my harangue opposing Hillary. So I was chosen National Security Advisory, until I let the crafty Russian Secret Service hire me. Now I become the target of a special counsel crime report, a fate I share with Sessions, Donald Jr., and with Manafort. I plead the Sixth Amendment when the pundits and the press attack my meeting Jared Kushner in a room with Sergei Kislyak. In short, in manners, adjutable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of an ex-lieutenant general. And it absolutely stopped the show.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.